Wednesday, the Good News Station.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. People familiar with White House planning say President Barack Obama will announce on Thursday executive action on immigration that will sidestep Congress and shield potentially millions of immigrants illegally in the United States from deportation. The administration is considering steps that would provide work permits for up to 5 million immigrants now living illegally in the U.S. Obama planned to hold a rally Friday in Las Vegas to draw attention to his decision. Immigrants in the country illegally already are flooding attorneys' offices with calls to see if they can qualify under President Barack Obama's yet-to-be-announced plan to shield as many as 5 million immigrants from deportation. Republicans are staunchly opposed to the president's likely actions, with some conservative members threatening to pursue a government shutdown if he acts this year. For the USA Radio Network, I'm J.J. Jeffrey.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. GatorSecurity.com.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
AP correspondent Fraser Moore reports the allegations of sexual assault against comedian Bill Cosby have been present for years, but another comedian called Cosby a rapist last month, and that helped renew the controversy.
One of the alleged victims has been speaking out and recently has gotten much more of a platform for the charges she's made. In the last few days, it's been heard widely on television and has had interviews published as well, so she's become quite a factor and fanned the flames even further.
A snowstorm that could drop 2 to 3 feet of snow is on its way toward the Buffalo, New York area, which already has as much as 6 feet of snow on the ground from a ferocious lake effect storm. Among those trapped since Monday night on the thruway were the members of the Niagara University women's basketball team. State troopers picked them up early this morning and brought them to a nearby police station where another bus was waiting to take them back to campus. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler, Pro Rodeo, and Horseman headquarters with an expanded woman's department. Also an expanded boot department with Georgia, Justin, and Wolverine boots. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 650 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. After months of problems involving automobile recalls, the Japanese airbag manufacturer Takata has been asked to recall even more of their inflators. Our Cub Buning has more.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has asked Takata to expand its recall after more cases of the malfunctioning driver's side airbags. Earlier believed to be just a problem in areas of high humidity, more malfunctions have popped up and has led the NHTSA to take major action against Takata. David Friedman is the deputy administrator for the NHTSA.
If Takata refuses, then we will take appropriate actions to begin a process with Takata and the automakers to force them to take action to recall all of the affected vehicles.
The auto giant Honda came out earlier this week to provide recall assistance to all of their customers, and not just those in the humid parts of the country. I'm Cub Buning.
A New Hampshire man says he was working in his garage when a groundhog he had seen in his backyard charged at him. Gary McGrath of Hampton tells WMUR-TV the groundhog got close, so he pushed him back with his foot Tuesday, but the animal returned. McGrath said he gave him a harder kick and closed the garage door. but the groundhog sneaked through another opening, and McGrath ended up running to the front door. The groundhog was captured by animal control. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
The following is a paid program. The content is provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. And now the host of the Team Martech program, Joe Martech.
Well, really this is the Tom and Joe show, because the rest of the team didn't show today, and I kind of wished it was Tom and Jerry or Mo and Curly or Abbott and Costello, because then I could pick on Pastor Tom a little more. But you know, he's been kind of tired today, so I think I'm gonna have to keep you awake.
Did you say something?
That was appropriate.
Did you say something?
I've got to admit that was pretty good, Tom.
Did I miss something there?
You sure did. Okay. 1-888-221-8990, 1-888-221-8990. Team Martech started 10 or 12 years ago, don't know exactly when, and the concept was very simple. It was the concept of putting together credible local professionals that could help people with most areas. Now, most areas, we don't do medicine, but I'm a financial advisor, which means money. Dan Warren is an independent insurance agent, which means if you've got insurance problems, house, business, car, whatever it might be, Dan is only 35 years in business, and in my opinion, the premier and independent insurance agent on the Treasure Coast. Greg Fasula, attorney. I've never, ever can say enough good things about Greg, because he's probably the only attorney that I'd like to have as a next-door neighbor. He's happens to be one of the gentlest, nicest, patient, non-pretentious, non-arrogant people that still has that label attorney on him. And Greg's just a flat good guy. And I've been dealing with Greg, I'm guessing, we both guess, at least 20 years. Because what happens is, folks, when I first meet a new prospect or suspect, one of the first things I ask him is, are you ready to die? Now, we all know, as good Christians, there's two answers to that thing. And the one is, you better say yes real quick. Otherwise, mm-hmm. we get sidetracked. And I say, well, we got to work on that one just a little bit. But the other one that means is, and this is what I'm supposed to be saying, is have you done your estate planning? Now, estate planning means are you ready to die? So that means do you have a will or a trust? Do you have your affairs in order? And one of the things that I consider part of my responsibility is to assist people in making sure they get these things taken care of properly. Well, one of the evils that come into this picture is called an attorney. And that doesn't mean they all are, but bottom line is, if you're going to do a will or a trust correctly, in my opinion, you better get an attorney. Because I've seen people try to do their own or go to Home Depot or wherever they can get the, I guess, wrong store.
Will.com.
Whatever it is. And I've seen people, all of a sudden they die, and what they had is not a legal instrument, and what they had tried to accomplish by saving a few bucks caused the family a lot of grief.
And cost them a lot of money.
So one of the things that I lean on pretty heavily is to find an attorney that I could work with that wasn't expensive. Also, some guys, you know, they think they're, and I can't say all those things on the radio. But anyway, you know what I mean. So I have learned over the years that some attorneys I actually like, some I respect, some I don't like, some I still respect, but some of them are too expensive. Greg happens to be just one of the fairest people in the world, and he's a helper. He fits our group so well because he helps people. And that's
I think he likes to help people.
And exactly. I think you hit it, Tom, right there. And then there's Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, who I've only known since 1980. And it's hard to believe she's only 30 years old, but, you know, but she's been in real estate since 1980. So she's kind of, you know, looking a little rough on the edges for a 30-year-old, but she happens to be.
You're in trouble with her now.
I'm always in trouble with her, but she happens to be the hardest working person I've ever met. She's only got two speeds. She's either asleep or working. I know Mike Paulus, mortgage broker, which is the last member of the team. Oh, forgot Vince Rosino. Boy, he'd kill me. CPA. Mm-hmm. CPAs are critical. When it comes to starting a business or doing your taxes or understanding how the law can affect your business and how taxes can affect your business and how you title your business. Vince, I was talking to him last week on the radio, and I says, Vince, I probably call you once a week with a question that comes up from a client of mine that I don't know the answer to. And you think after 20-some years you would have heard most of it, but invariably something new comes up.
A lot of new twist around the corner.
And nothing stays the same, you know, so it happens. So the whole concept of the group was very simple. It's a bunch of local professionals that all live here. I hope to die here, not necessarily soon, but I mean, you know, on the other hand, I've often said this, Tom, and maybe you'd understand this, if I drop dead right this minute, that's fine with me. Now,
it wouldn't be good with me.
I was just going to say, might
ruin my whole afternoon.
When the police come and say, why'd you kill him? Wait a minute,
I didn't
kill
touch him.
He just fell off the chair. Uh-huh. How come he's got that lump on his... Well, he hit the floor.
That's it.
Well, that was... And I went through this with a person who killed themselves, and I showed up at their house, called the police, and they kept us for 7 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So... I would ruin the rest of your day, no doubt about it.
That's right.
So if I were I'd
not
make sure,
today.
Make sure if I'm starting to stumble, kick me out the door.
That's right. If you start looking woozy.
1-888-221-8990.
Did you mention Dan?
I did mention Dan quickly, didn't I?
I think you
Independent insurance agent, Dan Warren. Did only you? 35 years in business?
I don't know.
Are you paying attention to him?
Well, I'm trying to stay awake, but...
I'm working on you. I'm working on you. Anyway... Noble Tom, is that right? Come on.
Who are you speaking of?
Well, a fellow that I just met here, mm-hmm. said he who's a compadre of yours, meaning a friend.
Yes.
Said he calls you Noble Tom.
He doesn't have any sense at all.
Okay, I feel better.
No, he says that in jest.
Well, I call you Pastor Tom in all sincerity.
Well, I appreciate that.
Because we all know at one point you were pastoring. That's and you right. now have a pastorage. I guess this is what we can call this thing. Because mm-hmm. that's what you do.
I'm involved in ministry, yeah.
Yeah, you definitely are. No doubt about it. And being on this radio show and what you do to help people and how you steer them and try to give them and put them in the right direction, you know, that's a ministry. We all know that.
Well, thank you.
And, hey, I'm on the cusp of it, you know, because... You just try to keep me straight.
Well, I try to keep you straight and everybody else too.
So anyway, Joe Martek's a financial advisor, also called a stockbroker. I'm a securities principal, which simply means I've got lots of licenses. Now, if you have questions about money, today's a great day because nobody else from the team showed up.
I've got some questions.
Okay, good.
You know, because we always have the other guys in and...
Right.
Being the humble guy that you are.
That's true. That's one of my main.
The know. Other guys end up spending a lot of time talking about what they do. But I thought today, and, you know, Dan may show up. You were expecting him. But,
right.
Why don't we talk about financial planning?
Okay.
And some questions because, you know, there are a lot of young people out there that are getting started out in life.
Right.
And they have questions about, you know, putting something aside, investing,
right.
saving, preparing for retirement, a lot of questions for young people. Now, a lot of young people don't have the money to come into a brokerage and, you know, invest.
Right.
So where do they start? And you know, your advice to a young person out there today, be it a young man or a young woman, maybe they're single, not married yet. Is it too early for them to think about investing and saving and preparing for their later years in life?
Well, it's never, never too early. Let me just tell you from experience. A lot of guys in my business say, hey, you know, right away from the get-go, you should start saving money for your later years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, let's assume you're a young man, and let's put you, oh, in your 20s, and let's even make you a college graduate. And let's assume you're making a decent living. And let's assume at some point you think you're going to get married and you're going to start this family. Let's assume all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the things that happens is a lot of young people can put money into what's called an IRA, an individual retirement account. Or if they have an employer, they can have a 401k, which is an employer-based retirement account. But here's the rules. The rules say any money that goes into those accounts, tax-deferred, meaning you don't pay tax on the money, so that can help you today. If you take that money out before age 59 and a half, you pay a 10% penalty plus the tax.
Because you're paying the tax on the income at the end.
Because you pay tax on every dime of it when you take it out, because you didn't pay tax on it when you put it in. But the government says if you take it out prior to age 59 and a half, not only do you pay tax, but you pay an additional 10% penalty.
Now, there's a way to have an IRA where you don't pay tax at the end.
Okay. Now, that's not only at the end. I'm talking about now I'm 25,
mm-hmm.
and I put this money in for 4 or 5 years, and now I'm 30, and I cash it in.
You're going to pay the tax and the penalty.
And the penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they have a Roth, R-O-T-H, IRA, which simply says, if I put the money in when I'm young, I pay tax on it. But when I take it out, again, after age 59 and a half, they have some other rules that allow you for a first-time home purchase, that kind of stuff. But then, anything I take out, there's no tax, no penalty, no nothing. So I could put in, let's say, $10,000, and now it's worth $100,000, and I can take it all out one fell swoop after I'm 59 and a half.
Tax-free.
Tax-free. So there's two ways to save. Now, here comes my problem with any of that. Now, understand, there's a bunch of people like me that say you should start saving for your old age right away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's what they say. And there's commercials on TV that show dominoes falling, and you develop all this money, and all of a sudden...
With an insurance-type plan.
Well, it's called investment. So mm-hmm. there's an equation, and you can plug it into the computer, and if you save $500 a year, pick any number, all of a sudden you end up with $50,000, $100,000, quarter of a million. You can pick up any number based on an equation with time and an imputed interest rate, meaning some kind of return on that money. However...
You don't know.
Well, here's the problem I've got with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a young man. I'm going to get married. I'm going to have children. And have you noticed, Tom, that having children and getting married is not free?
No, it costs a lot of money. And you know, as you gave that illustration, a college fella starting out working with an IRA, most of that happens when one works for a company that provides those IRAs, or maybe they go buy it themselves.
Well, they call it a 401k if it's provided by a company.
Mm-hmm.
But the rules are still the same. If you take money out before you're age 59 and a half, you pay a penalty and the tax.
Right.
So now, when I hear grandparents or so start talking to a young man about saving money, and let's say he's working part-time in college and everything is going, I'll say, I hate to tell you this. I don't think you should open an IRA. You can have a savings account in a bank. You can even have an investment account, which we can put it into stock or the market. And yeah, you have a pretty good chance that it's going to make you money. But if you time it wrong, the market goes up and down, you could have a problem.
You could end up losing something.
So I normally look at young people and I say, hey, don't be trying to make 10, 20, 30% a year on your money. Look at your money and just say, look it. I'm going to save money, but here's my reason for saving it. One, you got to buy a house. You ever notice that? You know, and normally,
well, this is one of the questions that I had. You know, when you talk about these young people starting, whether they're a college graduate,
right,
or maybe just a guy that got out of high school,
yeah,
he's going out, he's got his own business, or he's working for somebody.
Right.
What are the first things that, you know, one needs to think about when they start building wealth, which is, I think is more than saving money, building wealth?
Well, I don't care how you build it, but here's the number one thing. You got to look at what I call short-term goals and long-term goals.
Mm-hmm.
Short-term goal is, okay, I'm a young guy. One of these days, I'm going to find the right girl or the wrong girl. It depends. And I'm going to get married, and I'm going to have children. And all these things cost money. But the reality is this. I want to buy a house. So if I can save money, my goal is to save money to buy a house.
Well, many years ago when I was a young fella, I had a state-appointed guardian after the death of my father.
Okay.
He was an attorney.
Okay.
And his advice to me was not to buy a house. You know, that was his opinion. He said, you know, when you buy a house, you've got insurance, you got taxes, you got this,
right,
that, and the
right,
other.
Right.
Take your money, rent, and put the rest of the money in savings.
Here comes the scenario.
I mean, is that wise,
well,
counsel, or,
well,
stay or
still,
should one
stay
purchase
still for,
a property?
Stay still for a minute. When's the rest time to buy a house?
When you're young.
Well,
if you can get into one.
That's an answer. But let me give it to you this. If the market's depressed and interest rates are low, is that a better time than when the market's flying and interest rates are high?
Well, right now is a great time to buy a home.
There's what I'm trying to lead you to. So if I'm a young person today, and any way in the world that I could buy a house, if I've got a job and I can qualify and I can get into that home, the odds are good the market's only going to get better. If we look at the last year now, 10 to 20% valuation has gone up. How do you make 10 to 20% on your money?
Not at the bank.
No kidding. So I look at young people saving money for retirement as not the right thing to do. I look at them to say, hey, let's get married, let's have our kids, let's buy our house, let's get the things we need, let's stay disciplined, let's don't waste money. And then once we've got these basics taken care of, now let's start saving money for our old age. But I have seen too many young people, they save money in an IRA or whatever account, and then they cash it in because they need the money for whatever purpose. Lost a job, had more kids, a medical problem, whatever it might be, the things that happen to you. Hey, when you're an old person, you're supposed to have some money stashed away in some kind of Social Security benefits and other stuff where you have some security. When you're young, you don't have any of that stuff unless you inherited money and you got born lucky. So I look at short-term goals first, long-term goals after the short-term goals are finished. So does that mean that it works for everybody? Of course not. But I hate to see young people lose not only what they put in because they had to cash it in, but they had to pay tax on it, plus they had to pay an extra 10%. So let's say they had to lose 30% of their money just because they tried to save too much for old age when they needed it to buy a house or needed it to go through kids or needed it for the beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the right age to start saving? And it really depends. Let's just say you go to work for the government. The odds are decent. They're not going to fire you or lay you off. You might have a better chance to save money for retirement. But let's say you're a carpenter. Well, sometimes we can have good years, sometimes bad years. So sometimes you got to have money set aside to pick up the slack in case you're unemployed for a period of time.
Mm-hmm. I know a tile setter that a few years ago, he had more work than he could handle,
right?
And he was making great money.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, it was like he had no work.
There you go.
And he was,
yeah,
you know, needing some assistance.
So what would happen is, look at that same tile setter. Let's say he had $10,000 saved in an IRA for his retirement. Then he cashed it in. So mm-hmm. he had to pay tax on it and lose 10% of it on top of it to the government. So I am a bit reluctant to look at a young person and say, start doing that. I'm saying, okay, fine. You can have an investment account. And you can buy stock or mutual funds or different types of things. And I'll counsel them as to what they know about it and try to teach them about these different types of investments.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can say, hey, you know, this is an investment. Okay, fine. And now, a lot of times young persons, they're willing to take more risk than old people. Well, no kidding. They got time. You know, they can make the money up again if they screw up, and that's fine. And you know, let's face it, you know, I don't know about you, Tom, but I was going to retire when I was 25.
Yeah. I remember those days.
You remember those days.
Dreaming.
You know everything, right?
That's right.
You know, like I said, you know, when I was...
But, you know, another thing, you know, you're talking about this fella, and, you know, when people get married,
right,
does that change the scenario of what they should do at that time? I mean, in the way that they say, because now maybe they have two incomes.
Okay, darling, let's talk about this. Are we going to have children? Come on,
well,
honey.
I mean, most people do at least one. Maybe,
okay.
Maybe,
so let's say we get married, and let's say we are not shotgun wedding. You know, we actually are smart and intelligent, and we doing this thing the right way, and
mm-hmm.
we get married, and everything goes the way it's supposed to. Let's Donna Reed and Leave It to Beaver, and everything is moving right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody has that. You know
no.
that. But let's just say we're kind of moving in the right direction. Then your wife and you sit down and say, are we on the same page? I mean, some guys have a wife that can't save a nickel, and she spends every dime she can get her hands on.
And some women have a husband like that.
And it's the same thing.
Yeah.
So you got to find out if you're on the same page. But let's say you are. hallelujah, you won. You got, you know, you're making good decisions. Like, Tom, look how hard it is to get a divorce and how easy it is to get married. It should be much harder to get married, and there should be counseling sessions. There should be all kinds of stuff to keep people from making mistakes, but that's not the system. So,
no.
So let's assume you just get a little bit lucky, and you're not thinking with the wrong part of your body when you're going to get married. You're thinking with the head, the top of it, and you know, you're going to make good decisions. So then here comes counseling again. So if you add a third party into it, which is a guy like me, hey, I can put this whole picture together. And we put the picture together as a team and try to find out the right way to go. But again, there's long-term money and short-term money. Mm-hmm. And as you get older, you know, when I look at old people.
We is one.
I is one. I be. Here I be. But people in their 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, for me to counsel them on what to start doing at this point, they should have learned pretty much by mm-hmm. now. And I look at these commercials that say what they're going to do, and I kind of get laugh at them.
Well, let's give a phone number, and if there's someone out there you're listening to what we're talking about today and you would have a question,
sure,
you can call the station right now. Our toll-free number is 888-221-8990. And if you have questions about investing and starting out in life, maybe a young person out there want to know what to do, well, this would be a good time to ask that question.
Now, let's say you're not young, you're old.
Well, that was my next question.
That can happen. So what happens is, and it happens to people all the time, that...
Well, there's people that started investing,
well,
and something happened,
yep.
Medical emergency, something, and they had to cash in that IRA, 401k somehow. They had to go tap into that money, and now they find themselves, they're in their 40s, 50s.
Yep.
And
starting over again.
Starting all over.
Okay.
Now, I mean, is it too late?
No, it's never too late. But here's what you look.
Because, you know,
they're
going to look at it and say, well, you know, I've only got 10 years. How much money can I actually save and accumulate in a short period of time?
I kind of joke about this, but if it wasn't for Social Security and Medicare, Florida would be empty.
Mm-hmm.
There wouldn't be anybody here. Indians would have it back because... All those New Yorkers, and I'm from Michigan, Michiganders and Ohio, and all those people that got to retire down here on their Social Security check and maybe their savings and a little bit of a pension, they can get by. And, you know, hey, right away, let's say you get $1,500 a month and your wife gets $1,000 a month Social Security and you're not paying any tax, you got $2,500 a month, you can live pretty decent on $2,500 a month if you are not high livers and wasting. Now, then let's just say you've got another $100,000 because you sold your house up north and you bought the one down here, and that's your total savings. And people say, well, what can I do except go to the bank? Because the bank might pay me a half of one or maybe a whole 1%.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had $100,000, I'd get $1,000 a year out of the bank. And boy, that goes a long way. That's $80 a month.
That buys gas.
That buys some gas, maybe, if you don't go too far.
Mm-hmm.
So people say, what can you do, Joe? And I said, well, let's go as conservative as we can and look at some investments that have minimal amount of risk. I got another caller here. Hang on one second. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
I was calling. I'm in my 30s, early 30s. I'm 31, and I have some money saved up. I called to see if I can open it in the CD account, but the returns with the private banks was like, you know, 0.0%, and I just didn't feel like it was necessary to put any money in there if you're not even going to make anything. I don't have an IRA or, you know, a mutual fund or stocks. I just don't know, like, which one I should invest into now in my 30s so that when I get married in a year or so, we have, like, a stable foundation.
Well, do you have a good looking young man all lined up?
Yes, I do.
Okay, number two, does he have a job?
Yes, he does.
Hey, this is looking better. This is looking better.
Yeah, looking better.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Wait a minute. Now here comes the big one. Is he a Christian?
He is a Christian.
You're batting 1,000 here, girl. We're getting real.
It's
good.
Looking good.
So now, are you going to have some babies?
Yes.
God willing, the creek doesn't rise, et cetera. Okay.
Et cetera, yes.
So now, do you own a house yet?
No, not yet. I'm renting now.
Okay. Now, your husband-to-be doesn't own a house either?
No.
Okay. So the odds are good that the two of you if you plan this thing right, would like to go get a house first and then decide to have babies. Is that a fair assumption?
Exactly. That is the steps that we want to take.
Okay, number one, I think you need to get rid of this guy and marry me real quick. I've never known a woman as smart as you. But here's what I'm trying to tell you, which I was trying to say on the show. Here's your goal. Your goal, if I put the cart and the horse in the right order, is you're going to get married, and then when you get married, you're going to go buy a house. All of that's going to happen within what period of time, would you guess?
About 2 year period of time.
Okay. Now, here comes the $64,000 question. Between the two of you, do you have $10,000 or more saved?
Yes.
Guess what? You're going to buy a nice house. You guys might even get a swimming pool with that house. If you've got a job and he's got a job and you're making decent money, then you do your budgeting. You sit down and you sound intelligent. And if you're telling me the way you are, that man must have reasonable intelligence or you would have dumped him a long time ago.
So, right.
So then once you get that house and you've got your furnishings in it, and you've got things paid for down because the mortgage rates are low and you can buy into it. And in fact, on our program, I don't know if you've listened, but Mike Paulus, mortgage broker, has what they call the USDA mortgage. If you buy out any place in Martin County or any place rural, you can technically get into a home with no money down if you don't have too great an income or too little an income. That's just one program. But there's many programs that you can put down less than 5% and get in with a nice 4% mortgage, which Tom and I would have killed for when we were
young.
That's
right.
So to me, the biggest goal that I look at with you and your husband to be with any cash you have saved is to say, hey, our goal is one, to get married. Let's don't waste too much money on the party. Number two, we go out and we find a home, we furnish the home, we pay for everything that we can cash, and we keep ourselves out of debt. And then number three, you get pregnant and have those triplets, and now you can afford them.
She quit talking.
did I take your breath away with those triplets? Okay. Anyway, are you on a cell phone right now?
I am. I'm driving.
Okay. Yeah, we wish we had a little bit of a breakup there, which might be good. I don't know exactly what you said, but you know. But what I'm trying to tell you, I think if you look at that plan, just as we just laid it out, and if the two of you sit and agree to that plan, I'd like to be invited to the wedding and meet you because you're a lot smarter than I was.
Oh, thank you. I would love to invite you to the wedding.
All right. What you do is you remember this plan, and one day you have that young man, and you both get on the phone and call me, and let's talk and beat this up a little bit, and I'll get him committed to doing this stuff. And then if you're really smart, you'll say, okay, honey, I'll handle the money. Trust me. Were you listening to that part? Or did I lose you?
No, she may be gone there.
I might have lost her, but we had her on the cell phone. Well, I think I lost her, but if you want to call back, if you can hear me, we'd be glad to talk to you. But I really think see, Tom, what I'm talking about?
Well, this is what we were talking about earlier, and we apologize for losing that call there. But, you know, a lot of people are doing it right.
Yeah,
you know, they're getting the marital counseling. They're looking at their prospective spouse.
Right.
They're looking at their future, and they want to make wise decisions. And
there you go.
Sometimes they're not getting good advice. You know, they have a friend that knows somebody.
Oh, of course, everybody
knows
has
somebody
a friend,
or
yeah.
Somebody says, "Well, what not?" You know, if I were you, this is what I would do, and this is why it's important for young people to get good, sound, professional advice from somebody that has their interest at heart.
Hey, you know, young lady, I also know a guy named Pastor Tom that can marry you, and he's cheap. You know. We're going to get these kids into a nice house, Tom.
I am not marrying Sam.
Oh, well, I didn't.
Marrying Sam is?
His name may not be Sam. Might be John.
No. You don't know marrying Sam?
Yeah, I know.
Little Abner,
I remember.
Okay.
Anyway, that was a wonderful call. It just fits so well into what you were starting to think. And she hit exactly in what I was trying to say. So putting that money into any investment now, don't look at what you can make with that. Look at your goals, because they're short-term. You know, if you can accomplish within 2 or 3 years getting married, having a house, putting stuff in the house,
you're ahead of the game.
Oh, Lordy, you have just hit
now,
a home
run. Now, let's talk about some late bloomers. You started to talk about that while ago. You know, a lot of people, they start out, they're on a good foot. They're right. trying to make good decisions.
Right.
And then life is not always fair. And life is not always pleasant.
I've always told my kids life was either a magazine or a cereal.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, explain that.
Well, you ever read Life magazine?
Mm-hmm.
It says life on the outside of it.
Or a cereal. This is life.
There's a box called cereal called Life.
Life.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's those two things I know for sure.
Okay. All right. I'll follow you.
But let's just take somebody now in their 50s or 60s.
And something's happened, and now they're starting all over.
And they're saving money. And they're saving it specifically for retirement because, hey, they've got X number of years, mm-hmm. and they don't want to work the rest of their life. And they're not going to start taking Social Security benefits till they're no earlier than 62, and it could be as late as 66 or 7 by the time you catch up to the right age, which full benefit now is 66 and something. And I guess if you're 50, it might be 67 before you can take full benefit. And that's really what you want to have as a goal, is not to take it early, because it's pretty hard to save enough money to offset the reduction that you get at 62.
Mm-hmm.
So now you start taking it at 66 or 67, that means you got to work between now and then, and you're in your 50s, let's say 55. So you got 10 or 12 years that you're going to work. And you are both working, and you've gotten past the hump of aggravation. The kids are grown and gone. You told them they can't come back home. You know, you ever notice that you say that to the kids and they don't care?
But they do.
Yeah, they do. And anyway, what you want to do is you're now putting dollars. In fact, I've had clients to me say, hey, Joe, can we put money into something that we can't touch? And I said, well, why do you want to do that? She goes, well, if the kids know I've got it, they'll get it. And I said, well,
or if a situation comes up and I think I need it,
yeah,
I'll get it.
Okay. Now, let's just take a regular IRA, individual retirement account. I now can take money and put it into that account and not pay tax on it. So that lowers my tax burden today. Let's say I'm paying 20% taxes. So I'm making a paycheck of $1,000, let's just say, $200 goes to the government. But if I can take $6,500 a year, which is about $100 and something a week, and put it aside, then I lower my tax burden today. I'm paying less money in taxes. And that's what a traditional IRA says. You can put the money aside and you don't pay tax on it now. But when you turn 59 and a half, you're allowed to start taking the money back out and then pay tax on it at your rate then. And most people want to wait until they're, quote, retired, and they're not earning money.
And you don't have to pay the penalty at 59.
And you don't pay the penalty. So $6,500 a year is the magic number I can put aside for me and my wife. So I can put $13,000 a year aside, and in 10 years, I'd have $130,000 plus earnings. And if we do reasonable, Here's one of the rules. You're gonna remember this one now. It's a big one.
Okay.
Rule of 72. Have
rule
you heard
of 72.
It? Have you ever heard it?
I've heard you speak of it.
Have you really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember it?
Right here on this program. No.
Good, because I don't remember speaking of it anyway. But that's so good, because I probably did.
But I remember you.
Rule of 72 is you take 72 and divide the interest rate into 72. Okay? Let's say 6.
Mm-hmm.
6 goes into 72 12 times. The rule of 72 is the money will double itself by dividing the interest rate into 72.
We'll come back to that in just a minute, but
yep.
We got a call.
We got another call here.
Yeah.
Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hi, Joe. It's Lucy again. I got disconnected. I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. We figured that you got into a blind hole there with that cell phone, and that happens.
Yes. I wanted to thank you guys for the plan. I really enjoyed it, and you know, and you're right. Young people, we just need some guidance, and I've been asking for it, but you know, is not a lot of people available to give financial advice. And
well,
those are the things that I think, you know, my era is lacking. It's just people to help us plan our lives accordingly.
Well, here's what I was saying before, and literally at your age, short-term goals should be the main thing. Then after you achieve the short-term goals, then you can go for the long-term goal. So,
okay.
You know, what happens... If you're disciplined and you take care of the short term, the rest of it kind of takes care of itself.
Okay.
And you remember this, Pastor Tom, even though he's not marrying Sam, I'll get him to do it cheap here and we can have a nice wedding.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. You call me anytime and let me know. Keep this boy, this guy that's going to marry you, I hope, and you keep him straight and keep him employed, okay?
Okay, no problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. So here I'm back again. I'm in my mid-50s. Rule of 72, I take the interest rate I'm going to earn on my money, divide it into 72, and that's how long it takes to double my money.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, if I earn 7 into 72 is a hair over 10 years. Okay, so 7 is that ambitious? Probably, but let's just use 6 into 72 is 12 years. So I'm 55. That means when I'm 67, whatever I'm saving, not only did I double the beginning part of it, but if I add money every year, the equation can be figured out on a calculator, how much money I'm going to end up with. But let's just assume that I've got $150,000 and I'm now, quote, retired. And I've got my Social Security. And let's assume we've got, $2,500 to $3,000 a month Social Security. And if we have this $150,000 and we can earn 5% a year on it, that's another $7,500 a year on top of my almost $30,000 a year. You're not just about to the point of living decent. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's just an equation to put together to get money saved. Now, a lot of times financial planners, advisors, they do books and charts and graphs. But here's the reality, folks. You have to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You can save everything you can and you can have discipline like crazy. But if you never go to the movies or you never go to church and you never tithe, you never do anything, maybe you'll save some money, but you may also be miserable and get sick and never get to live. So you got to put the whole equation together.
Right.
And
well, you know, one of the things that you've talked about here with some of the other guys here about people that are in their late 50s, mm-hmm. you know, maybe they haven't been able to save, something's happened, that there's some other things that they can do to help improve their lifestyle and enjoying their senior years, and one was reverse mortgage.
Well, here's the problem with reverse mortgage.
Well, talk.
I know, but you got to have the house either paid for or worth. I will talk about reverse mortgage.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
But in the meantime, we got a caller here.
Yes.
Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Yes, Joe, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I may have a situation that I hope I'm on the right track, and I'd like to have your opinion on it.
Absolutely.
I'm 75. My wife is 74. The good Lord has been good to us. We've worked our fanny off. I was a school principal for 40 years, and she was a school principal for 35 years.
Great, great.
We have guaranteed money coming in, plus our investments at about $20,000 a month.
Nice.
I have a mortgage in Florida, and believe it or not, this is it. It's at 1.8%.
Wow.
1.8.
Wow.
It's an adjustable mortgage tied to Treasury notes.
How long ago did you take it out? How long ago did you take it out?
2005.
Okay, so it's due. Has it already adjusted once?
Oh, it adjusts monthly, and it goes back for the previous 12 months to get the average.
Okay, gotcha.
So it's the average of the 3 month, 6 month, and 1 year Treasury notes. When I took out the mortgage, it was 6.6.
Right.
And you know what Treasury notes
are. Of course, of course.
My index is 1.5, and then I add to it the average, which gives me my 1.8.
You hit a home run, didn't you, with that?
Oh, my word. I wish I could say it was due to intelligence.
Yeah, boy.
Is it assumable?
Yeah, right.
Anyways, it's $200,000.
Okay.
Now, we've been putting $2,000 a month away because Treasury notes at one point, they're going to go up. I don't know when they're going to go up. Most people thought they were going to go up sooner than now, but they haven't.
Right.
I don't want to pay that off. I see that as cheap money, and obviously that's deductible.
Let me ask you a question.
That's one third of that I take away, so it's only cost me 1.2%.
Yeah, I will tell you, I would marry you to get a 1.8 adjustable mortgage. I mean, right. I wouldn't give that up for anything, period. And if all of a sudden deep inflation comes in and the world comes to an end as we know it and you're up to 6 or 7 again, hey, the worst you can do is refinance or sell. And at 75, I wouldn't even be remotely concerned about that problem based on your income, because I'm assuming on your invested money, you're earning more than 2% a year.
Yes, yes, we are. And, I have an advisor, and we buy municipal bonds and other bonds.
Sure.
Not in the bond fund.
Good,
but
good.
In bonds that are going to mature in 2 years or 3 years, so I'm guaranteed principal. We try to buy them at discount, and then when they mature, I get my principal, and we redo it again.
Hey, I'm telling you what, you're hitting a home run here, because short-term bonds, forget bond funds. I'm not a believer in bond funds. I'm a believer in pure bonds and short-term duration, because today we're at the bottom, and you know that long-term bonds are basically losers. You know the rule of bonds. Interest rates go up, bonds go down, so the short-term ones are the only way to go. And if you can get... I mean, I had years ago that I had some clients, we got some 7% tax freeze, and I said, you write down on your will that if you die, the kids are not allowed to cash those in, because they had long terms. But anyway, I can't imagine why I would even consider, you know, but there's another situation that comes in. It's called your stomach and your brain. Sometimes just having a house free and clear makes your stomach feel good, but the brain, in this case, better override the stomach. Because
I wanted to check that out, because my limited financial knowledge says don't pay that off and don't pay any extra principal.
No kidding. I mean, absolutely. I would save the money in any other vehicle, because you're going to earn more than 2% a year. And then down the road, if all of a sudden something happens, then you've got money saved to pay it off, pay it down, refinance it, sell it. You got all kinds of options. And one of these days, you're not going to still be alive. You know, and I would bet that we have at least 2 more years, maybe 3, where interest rates are going to stay very, very nice, because this is a very slow recovery. I like
hearing that. I like that.
Yeah.
I'll marry you if you keep talking that way.
It might be late for both of us.
Let me remind both of you that this is Christian radio.
Yeah, remember that, right? Well, isn't gay marriage allowed in Florida now?
Is what?
Pastor Tom here is getting all wrinkled up. My question was terrible. He didn't like it. Hey, point I was trying to say is I think you two have hit a home run. You've done your homework. You've put your life together. You've got your income. You should have a great lifestyle. And I 100% agree with you that I would never even consider paying that off, at least for the next couple of years or 3. And I think you'll have enough notice as the economy starts to turn to maybe look at this thing intelligently every 6 months or a year, to see maybe it might pay you to pay it off. But I sure don't see it for a couple of years.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you for calling. We really appreciate it. Thank you. Bye. Yeah, see, there's the other side of the coin. There's somebody that did the game exactly right and played it all the way out and made it happen and made it work. And he hit an adjustable rate.
But I imagine that somewhere along the way he got some advice.
Well,
and he learned some things.
Well, let me tell you what happened to him. As he said, if you listen between the lines, when he took out his adjustable rate, he got it for around 6%. Well, that was when the market was probably 5 years ago or 6 years ago or 7 years ago.
And 6% was a great rate.
No, yeah. But it was an adjustable tied to T-bills, mm-hmm. and nobody would have dreamed that the T-bills would get down as low as they are. So he's now... with his T-bill program.
And if they go any lower, they're going to be sending him a check.
Exactly. So, I mean, you can, I don't care if you're the dumbest stump on the rock, and getting 2% a year, if you just stay away from the bank, is pretty easy to do. 3, 4, 5 doesn't take a whole bunch, you know, to get that kind of return without taking undue risk. So, and that's where I was going before. When I talk a fella called last week that I'll be seeing soon on the show, that says, hey, I don't want to have risk. Okay, fine. There's ways to go without taking them, but don't expect to hit a
home. Now, wait a minute. Are you saying that one can invest with no risk?
Well,
but isn't there some risk in any kind of investment?
Okay, here we go. There is always risk, except if you go to the bank with FDIC protection out of $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say I have an exchange.
And that only guarantees your investment, not any interest you might have earned.
Of course. But let's just say I've got an instrument that's issued by Florida Power, and it's a promissory note from Florida Power. Actually, it's from Florida Power's home company that owns Florida Power. And they say, we're going to pay you 5%, and we're going to pay you interest every 3 months, and you can cash it in anytime you want, and there's no penalty, nothing.
That's low risk.
That's what I call low. I mean, if Florida Power goes out of business, I mean, I hate to tell you folks, but I'm trading my vegetables for years, and firewood price is going to go up like crazy. Because, you know, if we lose electricity and our utility, that's it. So there are vehicles that are paying a pretty decent return, tons more than the bank, and keeps you in a low risk mode. So the only thing in the world, in fact, it's the investment triangle. Have you ever seen the investment triangle?
Mm-hmm.
So you draw a triangle, folks. Just picture this, right? And at the bottom of the triangle, that great big crease across the bottom, that's what's called safe money. That's called the bank. Okay, so then you start moving up the triangle to the next level. And what's the next safest investment? Well, probably you'd put down bonds. Okay, savings bonds, corporate bonds, municipal bonds, probably. You know, they're going to pay 2, 3%, 4%, you know, in that area. Okay, then the next one, you move up a little higher into the level, and you start going into maybe mutual funds. Mutual funds now means a company buys stock in 100 different companies and they shave you off a piece of it, but you're still subject to the market. But that's pretty good because you're spreading your risk out over 100 companies. Then you go up a little higher to risk, and it says stock, pure stock, where you buy stock in one company. Well, guess what? Little companies like General Motors and Enron have gone out of business and people lost all their money. So stock is a pretty good risk. But you know what the highest risk is? At the top of that triangle, the very highest one? Go ahead.
Oh, you're asking me?
I'm asking you. You have a guess?
I thought you knew.
I do know, but I'm just as a test. I'm waiting to see if you're awake. What would you guess
you
the highest risk investment there is? You have a guess?
The highest risk investment.
Uh-huh. You ready?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Loans to relatives.
That's the reason why I don't loan to my relatives.
I always told my kids, I will never loan you any money. I may give you money, but boy, it's not going to be easy getting it from me. Mm-hmm. Not going to be easy. So anyway, folks, 1-888-221-8990.
That was a trick question.
Yes, it was. 888-221-8990. We got another caller here. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hey, Joe, this is Blake Thompson.
Hey, very good talking to you. How are you?
Pretty good. And yourself today?
Very good. Thank you.
Hey, Joe, I was trying to get you a long time. I've got a couple of questions I want to ask you.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. My wife is retired from the state of Ohio.
Okay.
She has an income coming in, but when she dies, I lose that income.
I understand.
Hello?
No, go ahead.
I am afraid now because I'm 60 years of age and I'm getting, and I won't have that income coming, and I didn't plan properly for my retirement.
Okay.
So I'm getting to the place where I'm looking for some way to go because I have some rental property and I'm trying to think about liquidating them, but I have some of my kids in them so I can put some money somewhere in a Roth IRA or an IRA or do something. So I can have an income in case something does happen to my wife and I lose that income.
Let me ask you, how old are you?
I'm 60.
Okay. So what happens is you actually can take money out of an IRA or whatever without paying a penalty. And are you working in a job you have income right now?
Yes, I am working a part-time job.
Okay. What happens is you're allowed to save up to $6,500 a year and put it aside and not pay tax on it, as long as it's earned income, and you can put that in an IRA. Okay, so that's one thing you can think about. But first of all, you got to make enough money that you can afford to put it into that IRA, right?
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Now, but you have rental property, but you have your children in the rental property?
Yeah, I got children, and then I got other renters too, but I was thinking about being 60. I want to liquidate some of them and take that money and put in a Roth IRA account, because I have a Roth IRA account, but very little money was put in there because I took my money to send my kids to college.
I understand. Well, did you tell the kids when you sent them to college you're supposed to send you $500 a month once they graduate?
I did. But turn around and the kid was living by another place.
Where
I don't
want to
pay no money.
I know. All right. Listen, I think I've got your phone number, and what I'm going to do is we will talk off air and see if we can put a plan together for you. The best thing to do, I'm going to tell you right now, is tell your wife she's not allowed to die for at least 10 years.
Well, that's what I told her, because I got... This is why I ask you that. I got $25,000 I got sitting in the account. I ain't earning 0.03 interest. And I'm trying to figure what I'm going to do with it. I might as well do something with it.
Well, I was just talking about what I consider a very low risk type of investment that you can look at. And what I'll do is when we get off the air, I'm going to have my young lady who probably took your name and phone number, and I'll call you and we'll set up a time and give you some ideas. But your best goal is to treat that woman well.
I'm trying to, Jay. I'm
really
trying to.
All right. Listen, we've got your name and number. I'm sure our young lady took it down, and I'll call you back, and we'll set up a time, and we'll figure out what we can do to help you. Number one goal, keep her alive. Number two is we're going to save some money, so and just in case she does decide to leave you, you're going to be okay.
Okay, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And thanks for the radio station, because I listen to it every day.
Very good. Pastor Tom loves it,
thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, sir.
Bye.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Bye. All right, bye-bye.
Well, Joe, we've had a good program here today. We've only got about a minute, and if anybody wants to know how to contact Joe, and you can call the station here at any time. We'll be glad to give you his number or the number to any of the guys that appear on the program. And they're are not with you today, but the number here, toll-free, 888-221-8990. And I don't think we've got time to take another call, but...
Let me just tell you, I really appreciate the calls we had today. And, you know, every single person is unique. Everybody has a little different situation. And life's an interesting journey, as we both know, right? Look, wait, you're flashing the card. I'm down to 30 seconds now?
Not yet. You had a minute.
You're holding the card down. You're not showing
it. I'm not ready to bring up the 30-second card yet. But, you know, we have had a good program. But, you know, one of the things, you know, we have so many guys that come in here, and today you have an opportunity to talk about investing. And young people, old people, everybody needs to think about, you know, putting something aside. The scripture tells us, consider the ant, you know.
Well, you know, and one of the big problems is, what if I don't die?
Yeah.
Well, you know, what if I don't? What if I live a long, long time? You have to eat.
Then you got something to leave to somebody else.
There you go. So, hey, folks, I want to thank you very, very much for listening to us. And by the way, this same show will probably air again next Wednesday, because that is Thanksgiving Eve. And Woman and I will be on our way to Savannah, Georgia. We're running away from home for Thanksgiving. And we will be having a wonderful time up there. So, Pastor Tom, you stay here and keep working, and we will see you 2 weeks from now. Thank you again. Bye.
You've been listening to the Team MarTech program. The Team MarTech program is a paid program. The content was provided by HF MarTech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership were not responsible for its content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Tune in next Wednesday at 4 p.m. for the Team MarTech program here on WCNO 89.9 FM. For more information, Team MarTech is available at 772-229-0114.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO.